Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Laurie Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com. Psychic Radio. PsychicOnAir.com. The Wake Up Call with Alan Thom.
Put your hands on either side of his face. Maybe sit on his lap. That might get his attention. And say, honey, you're hurting me.
Yeah.
And I know you don't want to hurt me, but you're hurting me so much that I don't want to come home anymore.
Hi, it's Tom Force. Reverend L. Newman and I are here Monday nights, 7 till 9, primetime Eastern Time in the United States, with Wake Up Call on Psychic Radio.
Psychic Radio. We know you're listening. Life is a journey. Let us be your guide. Reach out on the net now, psychiconair.com.
Look for Psychic Radio on your AOL radio player.
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Laurie Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Identify and heal the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and finally to assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing is about ridding you your space of negative energy by helping you connect with your natural, positive, powerful, true self and restoring balance. Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights right here at 7 p.m. The Sky Psychic Radio, and I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. This is a live call-in show. It is June 23rd, and tonight we're going to be discussing how your soul purpose is revealed through listening to the gentle guidance of your heart. So are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? In times like these, we need to find a heart's way. Clear the blocks to being in our hearts, where we can listen to our intuition and express our soul's purpose. This will assist us to gain clarity, step into our power, and lead from this space. When we know our reason for being, things start to line up and life starts to become easier. A heart's way, listening to our intuition. When we focus on our heart, we find that still space, that quiet connection where we can hear our gentle guidance from our heart. Our hearts will guide us through the stillness where our souls express who we are. Intuition is a skill that is built through practice and through finding that stillness where we can truly listen. Our hearts hold the divine spark of our souls. Finding that stillness within your heart brings you the purpose you are here to manifest. Expressing your soul's purpose will align you with infinite possibilities to manifest your dreams. So this is a live call-in show. Do give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And tonight is June 23rd. We seem to have had a bit of a problem starting tonight, but we are ready and waiting, and we're here to go. So, you know, building from 2 weeks ago, last week we had a crazy busy show, and so I have decided actually to join with Mark Borax every second month, the first Wednesday of every second month. We are going to be doing a show together, and that is the next show will be the first Wednesday in August. And so do join us again, because that was a incredibly busy and very wonderful show. But in building from 2 weeks ago, we realized that our minds are in the driver's seat and have every intention of staying there. We've all prided ourselves in developing and enhancing our minds. And if you've ever tried to still your mind, you know that it doesn't work for very long. Our minds are incredibly active, whether it is consciously during the day or even during the evenings while we're sleeping. And, you know, our minds are so active that we actually have very little control over what we think and our actions to our thoughts and memories. Our mind remains in control over our emotional reactions to our thoughts, which all come from the past, and that is the mechanism to save us energy. It is here to protect us, except it was never meant to be in control of our lives. It was to support our heart, our spirit, and balance with our bodies. So it's really learning about coming back into that place, into that heart space, into that ability to hear that gentle guidance of our heart. So, and, you know, the key here is that we learn how to enter that stillness where our soul resides and can use the gentle guidance of our soul and heart to create the true dreams we are here to create. It isn't that our mind ego is a problem. It's just taking the driver's seat. And to truly work, all must be equal. And for a while, our choices and decisions need to come from our heart, our intuition. So do give us a call. It is a live call-in show on June 23rd, 2 days after summer solstice. I hope you've had a great summer solstice. And, you know, next Saturday, so this Saturday coming on the 26th, is a eclipse, and it is a full moon eclipse. So things will get, for a lot of people, a little intense. Eclipses often do, but I hope you enjoyed the gentleness of the summer solstice that came in 2 days ago. So do give us a call, 248-545-7685. And we are talking about how your soul's purpose is revealed through listening to the gentle guidance of your heart. If we don't become aware of our reactions, and our reactions seem to be this unconscious way we respond to events, people, situations in our lives that really are all about our past. They have no basis in the now or in the future, yet because we keep replaying it, it often manifests in the same way. And we will continue to create the same patterns if we don't become aware of these reactions, which really has to do with our beliefs, fears, thoughts, expectations, and anxieties. When you can uncover these fears, thoughts, beliefs, expectations, anxieties, then you are closer to the awareness you're trying to achieve so that you can maintain a sense of balance. So we do have our first caller. It is Chris from Arizona. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can I help you tonight?
Well, the question I had was I tend to be really impatient at times, and my relationship with my boyfriend, they has been really emotional lately, and when things get too heavy for him, he shuts down on me, and it became so overwhelming for me last week that I just said, you know what, let's just go our own ways, and I just didn't want to be sympathetic, nothing. Well, now that I've had time to calm down, I'm kind of regretting my decision, and I just wanted to see if you could tell me, is there going to be an opportunity for us to mend things and work on our issues? And
right. You know, I sense that things will definitely fall into place. There's just a little bit of timing that needs to happen before that is, but you know, I think it's really just giving some space and letting things sort of unfold. I know that impatience is often one of our biggest downfalls. And, you know, I know that you're an indigo, which for indigos, it's like torture to have to wait. However, you know, just sort of have the faith. You know, whatever happens within your life, Chris, I know that things are going to be amazing. So if it's not this boyfriend, which I'm pretty confident it is, there's definitely somebody around, and you know, I don't have any doubt that you're going to be blissfully happy very soon. It's just really a matter of you becoming really clear about what you want, knowing what it is that you can let go, knowing what it is that you absolutely need in relationships, and just really being you know, conscious of those times when, you know, you get triggered or the things that you can take responsibility. You can't change him. You can't do anything about him. The only person we can have any type of be in charge of is ourselves and our own responses instead of the unconscious reactions that often happen. So really, truly, just listen to your heart and, you know, don't feel that you're waiting your life for anybody. You know, get on with it. Decide what it is that you want and not so much who you want, but what it is that you want, the type of relationship, how it will complement your life. And, you know, when you are in those moments where you're feeling kind of frightened or scared or feeling like you're abandoned or any of those types of situations where you are aware of that sadness that is going on, just sort of, instead of, you know, this whole thing about letting go, instead of letting go, kind of dive into your heart. When you dive into it, it has a very different feel to it, and that the people that are worried about, you know, letting go and surrendering, that whole concept that doesn't feel like we are in control or in charge of ourselves, that is often the way life completely shifts. It's like you, instead of letting go or surrendering into that place which feels uncomfortable, you just sort of dive into your heart. You dive into the space where you're feeling and just let it flow. Does that make sense to you, Chris?
Yeah, because I've been feeling like almost like anxiety for the last few weeks. So it's been really, I can usually overcome it, but lately it's just been, and that's what happened. I just got really impatient and my emotions took over and I just like, you know what, I just don't want to deal with this. Well, of course, now that time has passed by, I realize it was probably a little irrational and a little quick to make decisions, but I guess when he shuts down because things are so overwhelming for him, he takes it out on me, and then I just feel like I feel really like.
Chris, we need to go for a break, but if you want to stay on the line, I can just address a little bit more when we get back.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to go to break now. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Dr. Kevin personally invites you to his new call-in show called Outside the Box with Dr. Kevin. Join Dara Jane and Dr. Kevin as they take call-ins from their listeners, and they'll have a variety of interesting and fascinating guests to help you look at the world through a spiritual lens. Every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time and 6 o'clock Pacific Time, right here on The Sky.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
We're jamming. knows I might have tried in truth again and high to keep you satisfied. True love I now exist is the love I can't resist. So stand by my side.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Love, my vision is to show bridges knowledge and compassion with the leaders, teachers, and authors on the leading edge of consciousness and spiritual awareness. In these times of worry, mental anguish, and financial struggles, we need the tools to remind us of who we are, to enter the stillness of our heart, and to hear the gentle guidance of our intuition. This show will give you the tools to discover your soul's purpose and align you to create the life you came here to achieve. Please take the time to view my video by going to myownoprah.com and do a search on Heart's Way. And, or you can look at Lori, but there are a few spelt Lori, so look for the one in mid-laugh in a light green shirt. I would be honored if you showed your support and voted for me. So tonight we are talking about how your soul purpose is revealed through listening to the gentle guidance of your heart. And we were speaking with Chris. Chris, are you still there? Okay.
Me this and I'm soaking it in is that pretty much I just him shutting down is not because of me. I just need to let him deal with his own demons, so to speak, and just be patient with it all until he can come around. There's nothing I can do, in other words, until
there's really nothing you can do. You can definitely let him know that how you're feeling and where you felt you made a mistake and what that, you know, just be really open and honest about, you know, what's been going on and why that happened. So, just really let him know, okay? And let me know. Keep me in touch.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay. So this is Intuitive Soul. We are talking about, you know, how your soul purpose is revealed through listening to the gentle guidance of your heart. So do give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We have another caller. It is Sue from North Carolina. Hi, Sue.
Hello. Hi. My question is, this month on the 29th, I have to go to court regarding a child custody case. And I was wondering regarding about my son. He's Christopher, between his father, Sebastian, and I. And what had happened was I let my son go for some time with his father, and his father somewhat tricked me. And long story short, he stayed 6 months, and then now his father wants to take custody of him, and I'm trying to get him back. So I was just wondering, is Christopher going to come back to me? I just want to know that. He's seven now. So.
Right. You know, I do feel that everything is going to be fine, but you obviously would have a lawyer. You do need to make sure that, you know, everything sort of looks on par. I think, you know, the fact that he sort of took control and has surprised you, it's very strange. I wouldn't try not to focus on anything but seeing everything fall into place the way you want it to. There's no reason why you wouldn't get custody, and there's no reason why, you know, anything should happen. And I would just, you know, be you, open and honest, and it should be fine. You just focus on your heart, focus on what you want, without any of the pain or the anger, and, you know, forgive him for what he's done, and just know, you know, he was just trying to fight for what he wanted, and he didn't do it in a way that was very honest. And because of that, it's, you know, it's caused a few problems. But just, you know, follow your heart and just really hold that thought of what you know is right and best. And I really, really feel that everything will be fine for you. Okay?
All right, then. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
So this is Intuitive Soul. It is June 23rd, and we are talking about how your soul purpose is revealed through listening to the gentle guidance of your heart. Do give us a call at 248-545-7685. We were talking about how, you know, we need to become aware of our reactions, how our beliefs, fears, thoughts, expectations, and anxieties. So, you know, this is a lot. It's really, truly everything that sort of fits in our mind and our experiences and our past. All of that is really how we respond to life and respond to the events that are currently happening within our life. And we really need to become much more conscious of it. So, you know, when you feel yourself going into that space of anything but love, so whether it's anger or sadness or frustration or anxiety, a lot of the expectations that we hold that we are wanting within our life, but that we imagine others to fall into place, those expectations where we expect others to be a certain way or our lives to happen in a certain way, all of those things, they are, you know, really our reactions. They're really the things that our mind has created, has remembered, has made unconscious so that we don't have to put any more thought into it. So this is when we have to get a little bit more creative. If we want to have a different belief, if we want to have different fears, thoughts, expectations, and anxieties, then we actually have to not be unconscious of the reaction we have, where instead we have to actually become more conscious. And when we feel something like that happening, so when we feel we're in a reaction mode, then we need to actually bring our whole body awareness into this. So if we can shift the emotion to a different emotion, if we can feel within our body where this is happening, where it is occurring, whether it is in our gut, whether it is in our head, whether it is, you know, in our heart, whether it is in our throat. I know a lot of people that, you know, when there's deep sadness, you know, it almost feels like we're being choked in our throat. Or, you know, that grief and loss, it feels like we're being stabbed in the heart. You know, be aware from a body conscious place where these reactions are happening, and then ask, you know, is this something that is occurring right now because this is creating that actual response, or is it something from the past? And it will almost always be something from the past. So be really aware and constant awareness of those perceptions that you have, those beliefs, those fears, the thoughts. And when you feel that happening, bring your whole body back into awareness, because it is through that that the energy that is expanded moves from your unconscious back into your conscious. And when you can do that, then you can shift those actual old unconscious beliefs and thoughts and fears to new conscious ones. And so then you can shift that energy, so the energy again can go back into your unconscious, but in a different way, in a way that is more productive for you, in a way that is more beneficial and helpful to you. And so by shifting that awareness to your spirit or your emotions, then, and your five senses, then it allows a completely different emotional reaction. And you will get the attention, and you'll be able to attract what it is that your soul is wanting. And really, you know, it is these unconscious beliefs, fears, thoughts, expecting anxieties that actually keep you from your heart. And we accepted them as children, and now they're playing out in our lives forever because of this way that our unconscious is trying to save us energy. But we want to get back into that energy of, you know, being in charge of the responses we have. And so, you know, often what happened is we tried to seek approval from others, that because we believed we're not lovable and acceptable as we are. And so we wear these masks to protect our vulnerability, and we act and react in ways that seek approval for others. We've gotten so good at it that we often don't even realize we're doing it. And it often makes our decisions based on what we should do instead of coming from a place of love. We do what's the nice thing to do, but it's not because we want to, but it's because we feel we're supposed to make people like us. And therefore, we're doing it from a place of fear. So we are all incredibly intuitive beings, but we've often been so in our heads and our minds, we don't hear that gentle guidance when it arrives to us. And we have to come into that still place. We all have the gifts and skills. And it's always best to build on your individuated gifts that are completely to you. There is nobody else that is an intuitive just like you are. And so there are lots of rules and lots of people out there that can help you understand and move into your intuition, but actually there's nobody that is quite like you. You're completely unique. So you actually need to learn and develop the skill in a way that is completely unique to you. And so again, it is becoming into that stillness and to allow our own hearts and our own intuition to allow for that space to be heard, to allow for that space to grow and shift and just be, you know, the completely unique person that you are. And when you do this, you can use your gifts to make space in the areas you want in your life. A lot of us push our gifts away, especially in our teen years. And if we, you know, don't have experiences in our early 20s or 30s, we often forget that we even are intuitive. But we all knew our intuitive abilities when we were children, and you were very aware of them. But we've pushed them aside, and now often we don't know how we can use them anymore, and we don't know how to benefit from them. So first is knowing what your gifts are, and then, like all skills, you have to develop and hone them. And this happens through use. So we're going to go to break now. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. Interviews with Kimmy Rose.
Hey, this is Kimberly Rose.
And this is Kevin Myers with Interviews.
We're excited to bring to you some of the greatest authors, speakers in the areas of mind, body, and spirit. And also, we'll be connecting with you.
So join us Thursday evenings from 9 to 11. That's Eastern Time for Interviews. Join us. Tune in and call in.
Look up to the sky. Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky. Reach out. NewSkyRadio.com.
Thank you. The I'm Thankful Network for inspiration, education, and collaboration. Show host and creator Sue Lundquist has the endless energy, compassion, and charisma to carry her mission. This mission of positive change and communication, while also creating a maintenance tool within a safe environment, providing a resource of knowledge through dynamic professionals in their receptive fields. Join Sue Lundquist, I'm Thankful Network, 12 to 1 Eastern, on the Sky, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. The New Sky Radio.com.
Pass the road to your house that you never called home, where they turned out your lights, though they say you'll never know. I remember running through the wet grass, falling a step behind, both of us never tiring, desperately wanting. When they pumped out your guts, filled you full of those pills, you were never quite right, deserving all the chills. Said it was still.
Life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Overthinking and worrying all the time. In times like these, you need to find a heart's way to clear the blocks to being in your heart, where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this space. I can support you to create space to find your own answers and trust your intuition. I can help you get back to your authentic self and be more aligned with who you really are and your true soul purpose. As a result of our work together, your life starts to unfold, become aligned, and easier. Visit me at www.intuitivesoul.com, and we can create a program to assist you. So tonight, although there's been a few technical difficulties, we are discussing how your soul purpose is revealed through listening to the gentle guidance of your heart. And June is all about soul purpose, and we will probably be continuing this on in the next few months because the work seems to be all about, you know, learning how to come into your soul and discovering that gentle guidance within your heart to hear your own intuition, to express your own soul purpose. So I will probably be doing this for quite some time in the next few months so that you can, you know, really honestly understand yourself and how to access your own soul purpose and your own soul's guidance. So do give us a call. We are doing live readings at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. It is June 23rd. And let's see, where were we? We were talking about how our intuition is all very unique, and we need to learn how our individuated gifts can assist us to hear that gentle guidance. You know, there are several ways of listening to our soul, and throughout ages, those ways have become, at different times, more and less important. Often, it was the third eye that allowed you to connect with that deeper space. And I honestly believe that at one point on the planet, the third eye was probably the highest vibration we could move into. And, you know, it's funny because I think we've gone different ways. Often a lot of people work from their root chakra up. And I think lately, you know, we've been pulling the divine energies down. So when it is that we're connecting with our third eye at the time, you know, when a lot of gurus and a lot of guidance came out, the best we could do was to connect with our third eye. And then I've also, you know, the gut instinct, which is generally had been associated with our intuition and clearly is still incredibly important. And in fact, many Taoist teachings and the Hindu teachings also talk about that hara point. And the hara point is, you know, just slightly above your belly button. And to some, you know, depending on whether you're Western or Eastern, you know, it has been associated with the solar plexus. And it is also a very huge way to connect with your inner guidance. And it's often your body's guidance. But research has definitely proven that there are three areas in our body that have brain cells. Obviously, clearly, the mind is what we have developed the most. But our hara point and our gut, our stomach, also has brain cells. And, of course, maybe you don't know this, but our heart also has brain cells. And that is the area that, for me, has been the way to connect the deepest and in a way that is really, truly a space of love. It is that soulful connection that is full of absolute perfection and absolute love and unconditionally. And I believe it is the heart that the soul resides. But those other two areas can be used to bridge into the heart to connect with your soul, but can also receive their own guidance in different ways. And I think they're also received in very different ways. So, you know, saying that we're all unique is so incredibly important. And understanding how you receive information and where you receive that information may not be as important, but it is definitely unique to you. And so you need to understand your own body, your own awareness, and how that is used. You also need to understand the ways that you learn best. And that's really what our intuition, the way our intuition comes through primarily, is usually the way we learn. So in schools, you know, this whole entire education system was based on us being able to see and hear. So the majority of people, except, of course, the ones that the indigos that have come in, and they've been coming in for a long time, but certainly they've been coming in the last, you know, good 20 years and 30 years and, you know, up to, you know, even 50 years. But less and less, but certainly in the last 20 years, it's been more predominant. But prior to that, clairvoyancy and clairaudiency was the way, you know, most people were intuitive. So that clairvoyancy obviously is the ability to see, and clairaudience is the ability to hear. So that's why the school system, the education system, was based primarily on those two senses, because they would write and they would talk. And for most people, that worked. And for the other people like me, luckily, I liked school. I liked school not so much because of the education, but actually the social aspects of school. And so I'm clairsentient, and I'm a little bit claircognizant. But clairsentient is really about feeling, and feeling is incredibly important. And a lot of the kids these days are clairsentient. Now, we are going to go to break. Hopefully we will be back, you know, right after break this time. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
All day long, we're devoted to your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. With your direct connect to the stars,
Lisa J. Smith, The Dr. Pat Show, Liz Souza, Barbara Mackey, Glynis McCants, The Wake Up Call with L. Newman and Tom Force.
Let us know how we're doing.
248-545-7685.
Log on.
NewSkyRadio.com.
24 hours a day.
Your spiritual well-being is our concern.
Awaken the extraordinary.
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
New horizons,
no boundaries.
Sometimes everybody
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is to master a path to heart consciousness. Through intuitive counseling, by looking at our relationships, from a relationship with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this each week, every Wednesday night, right here at 7 p.m. on The Sky. I invite you to join me for this live call-in show where I answer your questions each week. Tonight, we have been discussing how our soul purpose is revealed through listening to the gentle guidance of our heart. And June has been all about soul purpose. So do give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And before the break, we were talking a lot about, you know, the different gifts that we have and how we use the different types of intuition. So there's the places that we receive the guidance that we get, and then there's the way that we receive it, the way we learn, the way we hear, the way we can access that gentle voice. And again, the two primary ones that had been certainly in the past were clairvoyancy, which is the ability to see, clairaudiency, which is the ability to hear. And lately, and for the last little while, clairsentient is the one that's seemingly now starting to predominate, especially with the kids that have been coming in that are indigo. And, you know, the great thing about being clairsentient, you know, we learn best usually by doing things. We learn by feeling. But, you know, if we do something to try and learn it, like if we're actually doing it versus looking at it or hearing about it, we actually have to get ourselves into it and actually do it. And that allows us to learn the best. And if that's how you learn, then that's how you will be intuitive. And so becoming more aware of, I guess, more aware of your body and the way, you know, it feels and tingles, or you know, where it is again that you get that, and to be more aware of how you respond to things and where those responses come from and any memories that they may come, because certainly we all receive information so incredibly different. And as I was saying, the great thing about being clairsentient and the fact that that is, you know, becoming more and more predominant is that we actually have to be our authentic self. Because clairsentients can usually tell when somebody is lying or when they're wearing these masks that are pretending to be somebody that they're not. We still learn how to do it, but often it is through, you know, being able to genuinely and authentically feel that we are much more aware of the people around us. And, you know, clearly if that's something that happens a lot in your life, do always take responsibility and look at what it may be mirroring to you about yourself. Because often we are so unaware of what's going on that we don't really get in touch with, you know, the masks that we're wearing, the reasons we're doing things to seek approval from others. Now, claircognizance is, you know, slightly different. It seems to be this knowing. Now, the problem with claircognizance is it can lead a little bit to spiritual bypass in that you believe you know everything because that's how you sort of receive the information. It's almost like it's a download, but you do have to be careful with claircognizance that because you may, by knowing that, by feeling that you know everything or by getting information that just, you know, rings true and you know it's true, it could also limit you because you may be experiencing something through a judgment still or an expectation. So just be very conscious of claircognizance. Usually it's something that you know that you really should have no idea how you know it. And usually they go together. Usually claircognizance and clairsentience work together. It's very unique and very interesting, and certainly there are a lot more kids these days that are holding both. But also, you know, use your five senses, because your senses are the way your body connects, and it's your senses that, you know, allow you to, you know, be more in charge of how you're responding to life. And it's your senses that allow, you know, that juiciness within your body to be really aware. And so some people get intuition through smell. Some people get intuition through taste. So it's really all about you and where you're going and how you want, you know, how you want to receive information. But often when it's a smell, it's like you may smell cookies, even though there are no cookies baking. And to you, cookies mean something. It may be a memory of your grandparents or, you know, your grandmother cooking cookies, baking cookies. So, you know, the first thing you do when you want to get into your intuition is to do a body scan. See what you're feeling, seeing, hearing, smelling, and tasting at this moment. And then when you want to use your intuition, you know, quiet yourself down, get into that still space. And, you know, what new information comes to you by using your five senses, and you know how certain things shift in your life. I mean, it's very interesting. You know, we'll get a memory. We'll, you know, a song will start playing in our head. There's so many different ways that our intuition is so unique to us. And so, you know, the songs that you remember or the memories, the books that you remember, they all have special meaning. And so it's all incredibly important. And it is definitely how you can, you know, start listening to that gentle guidance of your heart. So this is Lori Houston, and you've been listening to Intuitive Soul. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email and phone consultations and readings, remote healing and clearing for personal, home, and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show every Thursday evening on my site. My guest tomorrow night, June 24th, is Tracy McBurney. And she is a very unique guest, so you might want to join us for that show. So that's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. I have a free offer for a free email reading, which means I actually answer a question for you in an email. To the third person who emails me at lori@intuitivesoul.com. Now, I want you to email me what types of show you want in the future for Intuitive Soul. So relationships, intuition, authors, what do you like most? Do join me at intuitivesoul.com. May love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.